Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Two Chicks Podcast.
Ew.
Welcome back to the Two Chicks Podcast. It's Dixie. Noah's eating.
What's up? It's Noah.
Ew. Come on.
I'm eating nutrition nuts. Peanuts, almonds, pistachios, pecans, hazelnuts with a touch of sea salt.
Okay. Last episode, we talked about some stuff, answered some questions, and we're going to answer some more questions.
Let's do it.
From you guys on Twitter. We're going to get to your questions, but first, Noah wants to talk about how he completely hates his girlfriend and chose another girl over him.
Babe, the question was...
The question wasn't,
who would you rather date?
You hate me. We're done talking about that.
Mm-mm. No. I need to give my side.
I would choose Josh for my house. All the Sway Boys, actually.
No, but numerically speaking, I have more followers than all of them on TikTok.
Yeah,
and when you're choosing a TikTok boy...
But Bryce is more relevant. Yeah.
Do you think, actually?
Are you going to cry?
No.
I cried.
Well, he's got a lot around him, though.
His name is just always out there.
Yeah, but not. It's not always a good thing. Love Bryce, but he knows
he
does it on purpose.
Care.
Exactly. But, so let's think of this. Dixie, when you're putting together, let's say, a TikTok girl's house, and you take away names, take away all that. You see.
You pick your girlfriend.
No. This game is about numbers. You have 100 mil. 80 mil and 50 mil. You just said 50 mil. First pick is going to be the 100 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Duh. You want a TikTok girl, you pick the one with the most followers. Second one, you're picking the 80 mil over the 50 mil. So 30 mil difference.
I would just like to say Addison was on my side about this. And
of course
she
would be.
Yeah, because we're best friends and
she
takes my side.
No. Best friends should be honest with you.
It is honest.
When I asked Curtis about this, he was on my side. But that's only because
Curtis,
I was right.
Curtis is on whoever side of the person of the room he's in.
Not true.
I said that word.
No, that's not true. There's been arguments where I brought to him something that we've been fighting about, and he's totally taking your side.
Oh, yeah. Like when we talked about when he brought to you the Brad thing, and you were like, what was wrong with it? And he tries to deny the whole thing.
No. Curtis came to me and literally texted me, love the Brad video and a ton of emojis. And he called me, basically brought it up to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just to because Curtis always has such a skeptical mind. And I just didn't want to jump into anything that I didn't know. And when he, I was
take
yeah, I know. I did. And when he said it was really bad, and I'm like, yeah, no, I messed up.
That's
I didn't mean to say
said.
That. I don't care what he said. That's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I like to surround myself with people who will tell me if I'm wrong.
That's
so true.
Don't you?
Vinny, for example. Vinny, my videographer, Vinny Mui, Vinny got heat. He wants to be a creative director when he grows up and a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so him being on my YouTube team with me is a perfect.
He tells you when you're not funny.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'll be like, yo, should we do this? And he'll be like, no, do this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And you just got to be a sponge. You got to soak in information rather than always thinking that.
Oh, that's weird coming from you because you don't.
Is that?
You don't listen.
To who?
We need to call Curtis. We need we should do a, if we did a podcast, me, you, and Curtis, it would be a nightmare.
That'd be fun.
It would be a nightmare. It would just be us arguing the whole time.
Yeah, but that's what people want to hear, I think.
Us going after each other.
No, but that's the thing. It's I don't know. We're both stubborns and we're both on the Enneagram test. We're both eights and you're a Leo. I'm a Taurus. I don't really know much about zodiac signs, but I'm just getting our personalities and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're both pretty stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
But you've taught me a lot of things in this relationship.
Patience.
Patience, definitely. Mm-hmm. And like compromise, for sure. I've become a lot less stubborn because I listen and I really admit
when
I'm
wrong. And you can't win.
No, yeah, there's no point to like, if I'm like, I'll say 2 plus 2 and you'll say 5 and I'll say 4. I'll be like, babe, I think it's 4. You'll be like, no, it's 5. And I'll be like, okay, yep. It's 5.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
We're getting to questions. I don't know how we got that derailed, but...
That was fun, though. Anyways.
Do you guys get jealous if Noah meets any girl or Dixie meets any boy? No.
Meets? Like, what does that mean?
Like... If you meet a girl and you're like, hey, bestie.
It's like a fan or like someone that...
No, like a friend.
No. We both have a lot of friends.
Oh, you have a lot of friends. Who are they? Who are you hanging out with?
Okay.
I'm not jealous.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Real, like real people.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that like know their worth, like super real people and like aren't about that fake stuff. Real people have very few friends in their close circle.
Yeah.
So a lot of my closest friends are... hometown friends that like I could go to with anything, but fortunately enough I've made a couple close friends here in LA, and obviously you're my best friend, but then there's guys like Curtis I can go to with anything. I like to think that Blake and I have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Blake's just, I don't really go to Blake with like the deep stuff. Blake's just more of like, I need a laugh, go to Blake.
I feel like we're not really a jealous couple.
It's like
you're always doing something. It's either work related or whatever.
Yeah, like, no, you can't be jealous in this business. I mean, you can get a little jealous. But
I feel like it's not moment. Jealousy, more as it's just FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, if we're doing something without each other, mm-hmm. we're not jealous that the other person's with someone. It's like, I want to be there. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think your relationship would be easier to handle without the internet trying to invade your privacy? Yes.
I'll let you answer that.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want a relationship on the internet. That was Noah's personal decision
okay,
that he took
hear
into...
Me out.
No.
It was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Yeah,
people
but you took
knew
it into
already.
Your own hands and handled it.
People knew already.
No.
But
I
yeah,
didn't
no,
know.
It'd be way, way easier, less stressful, less overwhelming, less overbearing. Like, it's just a lot having, like, a public relationship, especially in the scale ours is in. But that being said, I feel like now that it is public, the best thing to do is kind of just ignore what people say. Like, the only people that know what our relationship is actually like is you and I, you know, and mm-hmm. the people in the relationship.
Who's more responsible in the relationship? Me.
Dixie, I'm going to give you one more chance, like, to answer that correctly.
Me.
What makes you responsible? What?
I always get everything done.
Oh. But on your time, like if you were, you are always late. I don't think you've ever been on time to something.
Yeah.
You're very not punctual. You do get things done.
I get everything done that I need to get done.
Yeah, but it could take days. Whereas if you, remember that quote that I told you? That Elon Musk quote? He's like, give yourself.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. You're like, give yourself.
Give yourself 3 hours to do something. It'll take you 3 hours. Give yourself 30 minutes to do something. It'll take you 30 minutes. Like,
I can't clean my entire apartment in 30 minutes.
No, but you could do it in
no
a shorter amount of time than if you were to take 5 minute breaks every minute
mm-hmm.
to go on your phone. You know,
mm-hmm.
just my take.
Anyways, next question. Do you regret kissing Noah first?
Hmm. Let's hear this.
No.
Oh. Why? It's boring. I don't know. maybe you were thinking something that I didn't know.
I was a little like, maybe I'm not ready for this, but I'm kind of glad it happened when it did.
Yeah.
I just needed to move on. I'm weak.
Yeah, I mean, I was willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, hell no. Like, but, no, I think that's like kind of what caused, I mean, on the previous episode of Two Chicks, we talked about our little break
mm-hmm.
that we had at the beginning of our relationship. I think that was like not even a month in. What was that? A couple weeks in?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just because we jumped into it and like we didn't know if this is what we exactly wanted. Well, it was very one-sided. You didn't know if it was what you wanted. I wanted
it. Because I just got out of like
a relationship. Understood.
And I honestly just thought it was going to be a fun little hangout thing. And I thought you'd get sick of me and then I'd like move on.
I know. When we kept like texting and stuff like that, when we were like hanging out a lot and not dating yet, but like
talking. It was like, you just like the chase.
Yeah, you were like, stop. You really just like the chase.
And like, shut up.
Shut up. Like, you like the chase. Like, you don't actually like me. And I'm like, give me a chance. Like, let me prove to you it's not just the chase.
You're still here. That actually surprised me. I thought it was just going to be a rebound thing. Like, I thought you were just going to, like, get what you wanted from me and move on.
What were your intentions? Did you want it to just be a rebound? Or did you not plan on falling in love with me?
I mean, I didn't plan it at all. I never plan. You never plan that.
I kind of planned it. I wanted to fall in love with you.
You're adorable. Okay. Did you imagine your relationship getting this far?
Imagine.
Once we actually started dating, yes. But like same before.
Whoa. Elaborate. What do you mean once we started dating? What does that supposed to mean?
I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know if we were actually going to end up dating or you were going to get what you wanted and then move on.
I got what I wanted, which was dating. And I want to continue dating.
I didn't know. But yeah.
Got what I wanted. Don't even.
I'm just saying from most guys. Most guys are dumb boys. That's the clean version. May 22nd. But also have a song coming out May 7th.
You got some good music coming out. I can't wait for the world to hear.
Aww.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are some good questions.
I know. Least favorite thing about each other.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, go. Because I got one.
That was quick. I have to think about it.
Oh, because I'm perfect.
No, you go first.
I try my hardest to be the best boyfriend I can to you. And it's like, I hope you have to like think about this. But for you, it's just that you're really sensitive.
And stop. I'm not sensitive.
But I mean, that's like any girl. Like I grew up with my sister, and like Tatum was a different breed of like sensitive. And then like one day, she acts all tough, and then she's just not at all. And so that's what I think it's kind of funny that you like put on this whole image that you're Dixie, the tough guy, like I don't care, like kind of just like the bro girl.
I put on that act so I don't get my feelings hurt.
But yeah, you're really sensitive, and sometimes that is like I'll tell you a joke, or like I'll just be messing around with you, and then it'll lead to like a fight, and I'm like, I didn't mean that.
My least favorite thing is sometimes you don't know when to stop talking in videos.
That's fair.
It's paparazzi.
No, that's fair.
And you're like, no, it's fine. Like, no.
I just like to be myself.
Yeah,
like,
but don't involve other people in that.
Well, yeah, I know. I just said you were hot and you just... I'm attracted.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Okay.
I'll never talk again. Sorry.
Okay, next question. Do you guys have nicknames for each other?
I call you anywhere from Dicks to Bubs. to just babe. You don't like Bubs or Bub?
No, I like it.
I think it's cute.
I do too. I call you...
I want to call you DJ sometimes because Dixie Jane. Yo, DJ.
Yeah.
Spin the beat.
No.
Oh, okay. Spin that track.
I call you Noah.
Yeah, no, you don't really...
I call you baby. I call you blood bag nipple boy.
Yeah, you did call me that. yeah, no, you're not very...
Munchkin. You call
good
me
with the name.
Kowoka. It's just kind of whatever comes to my mind.
It's such a good feeling, just being called your name. I don't know why.
I love being... Like, I love when you call me Dixie.
I love when you call me Noah. But, or, like when you address me in person, it's like... You never really say Noah. You're kind of just like, hey.
Yeah.
And, like, what are you doing? Like, you never really... It's
but
always
over
like
text,
you.
Like, there was one time I said your name, and you were like, oh, my God, you've never said my name before. Like, okay.
It's cute. Like, I don't know. Like, because usually if you first meet someone, and, like, you talk to them, you give them your name, and then they come back to you, like, 10 minutes later, and they're like, so, Noah. And it's, like, it's kind of like a compliment, because, like, wow, they really, like, took the time to remember. Little things, you know?
One question is thoughts on paparazzi. I think Kevin's mad at me.
I was asked this yesterday, actually, for my interview, and I have... you can take it. Why is he mad at you?
I don't know. I think he's mad about the Haley episode, but she was just sharing her opinion on it. It's not like...
Well, wasn't Kevin the one taking the shots at her
dress,
right?
Wasn't even him. But I just think my full opinion on it is privacy's cool. Like, I'd love... Like, if I'm just parked in my car, please don't come up to my window. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a time where people don't want to talk to us, so I don't care.
I know. I think of paparazzi as, like, a weird business because, like, you could be having the worst day, but I feel like it's still right to be, like, nice and, like, open to the paparazzi because you don't want to come off as a douche. You don't want to come
also
off as this or that.
That's also taking people's opinions about you online because the only people who will think about that of you are the people leaving comments. So it's a give and take. I just think privacy, like I was walking into my parents' house the other day and I saw a car like come around the corner and they're...
Yeah, I know. It's like there are days where it's like flattering where like paparazzi, you're like, oh, like people really, like people are making videos about our lives, like wondering what we're doing. And I think the best thing is like, I get like flattered and it's like a cool feeling in a way of like when I come out of the gym and there's like paparazzi waiting for me there and I'm never in controversy. I'm never in like drama or anything like that. And they just come up, they're like, what's up, Noah? And I'm like, what's up? And they're like, how are you doing? And I'm like, good. They're like, any new things? I'm like, YouTube videos. And they're like, all right, dope. And it's like, they take their time out of the day to come and like make a video about me, even when I'm not like I have nothing juicy on me or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. Like it's kind of a compliment in a way.
I like that. I like your attitude.
Yeah. And like we always talk about like our fan encounters and like paparazzi encounters of like never taking anything for granted because mm-hmm. you never know. Like it could be tomorrow that like people forget about us. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Like even when people talk about us on other things, it's like, wow, people are really using our names to like get more views or using our names to boost whatever they're doing. So I think I take it as a compliment.
I mean, every hate video about me has tons of likes. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these people don't actually hate you. Like, you have to think of it like that. They don't actually hate you because they don't know you personally. Like, so, like, how can they hate you?
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I feel bad for people who hate because I know that they're probably just going through something and don't have, and they take their anger out on someone who they think, who they don't know.
Or that they know, well, if they make a hate video on them, it'll get likes. Mm-hmm. And it'll give them, like, some kind of, like, viral
attention.
Moment.
Yeah.
And it's, like, how I think of it is, like, when I'm getting hate, I'm, like, I wish I could just spend, like, 5-10 minutes with this person. And, like, I guarantee I make you like me. Or, like, mm-hmm. I'll just be myself. If you don't like me after that 5-10 minutes,
then
that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet me and don't like me, fine. Perfectly
yeah.
cool. But if, like, you don't know me and you're just online, it's, like, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I have no problem talking to, tell me why you hate me.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my side and tell me what's going on in your life. Because I've had experiences where people are like, sorry, I was just going through this. I'm very, like,
exactly.
stressed, have anxiety, depression. I'm like, dude, I'm here for you. Like, whatever you need.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing is, like, when you call, like, if you, like, DM someone that made a video about you, like, the way that they switch up and they're like, oh, my God, big fan. It's like, then why'd you make that hate video about me? And they're like, look, man, I'm just going through some stuff and, like, I just really wanted a viral video. And I'm like, that's not the way to do it. Like, yes, it went viral. Like, congrats on that, by the way. But there's other ways to do it. Like, there's other ways to find, like, that high of, like, doing something right, you know? Like, oh, go play a sport. Go score a goal. Like,
but, no, but, like, I get it. And I also feel like people don't realize how easy it is to go viral on TikTok. Where, like, you can literally become famous overnight.
Yeah.
And then, in the long run, you can have these opportunities and all that, but they're just hurting themselves.
Yeah, especially with social, like, that's what I was always taught. Like, even though I never wanted to be a social media influencer growing up, like, I only wanted to do soccer.
Mm-hmm.
My parents always told me, whatever you put online stays online. So don't be stupid, because, like, they were preparing me for colleges or, like, a professional team if they were going to sign me.
Mm-hmm.
They would look back on my social medias and be like, oh, he says some stupid things on the internet, so we're not going to sign him. Like, things that you say on the internet can really affect you. That's why I've always been careful of what I put on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of people should be more careful, because I've run across things about me that I'm like, I don't know if a job that they're applying for would like what they said about me here. Or
yeah.
it's like just little things that come across on my For You page. I'm like, I don't know if that's very, like, professional or even just mature at the end of the day. It's like, you just got to grow up. And
yeah. It's a very hard balance, because
yeah.
I get that we're the people who...
We're kind of like the punching bags.
I was literally just going to say that. Like, I get that we can be the punching bags for everyone, and it's all good and fine, but, like...
We're people. And, like, we see a lot of these things. For some reason, TikTok
always puts my hate videos on my For You page.
And I'm like, I don't want to see this. Come on, TikTok. And it's like... Yeah, that's why I try to like every single fan page video I see, because I'm like, I want the positive things. I want, mm-hmm. like, the cool edits of me, the cool edits of me and you. And it's like, I don't want to see, oh, Noah Neck, like, overrated and stuff like that. It's like,
come on.
Like, summer's right around the corner. I'll glow up, I promise. Like,
no, it's just, it is a very bad cycle.
It's toxic. It's very toxic. And it can really affect someone's mental health. And it's like,
but not even,
okay.
like, us, but the fact that, like, the person who's giving hate is going to want to give more hate when they know their hate will be praised.
Exactly. And it's like, you can't reward, like, I feel like TikTok should not push these negative videos. But I mean, it's a platform, and it's
because,
like,
that is creating a bad cycle of mental health where, like, oh, if I give hate, I'm going to get a bunch of likes and views.
Exactly. And,
like,
people,
oh,
are so
God.
Brainwashed by social media, and they're like, so, like, how do I go viral? Oh, I'm just gonna pick on some of the most successful people on this app right now, so let's just go, like, make a hate video about them. Let's make up a fake story, like a fake allegation against them. And it's like, those are most likely gonna go viral.
Yeah.
And,
like, going back to the shoe decorating, I know I keep talking about this,
good.
But it's like, it's my show. I've put so much of my own money in, like, we filmed 4 episodes that day. That was the last stretch.
Yep.
And I was just like, let me have some fun. I never get to be a kid and just, like, make a mess.
It's your show. Your fans are going to watch it. There, you do have a lot of fans. You have a very cool fan base. And they're like, the fans that you have somehow recruited on your side, like the fans that have latched onto you, the people that love you, are able to understand that, like,
my humor.
Guys, Dixie wants to just kind of have fun. Like, this is her show. Like,
you don't ever want to just be a kid and have fun.
I'm sure they do, but I'm sure they also went through everything we just said. Like, the fact that they're going through something, the
True.
Fact that they knew their
I know it's
would
so
go viral.
Hard to see it.
It yeah, you really have to, like, before you give attention to it, think of the intent of why they did it. Be like, why would he comment this?
Of course, I knew that. I was kind of waiting. I was like, okay, what's going to be the first thing I get hate for in each of these episodes? But thank you for talking me down.
Of course.
Thanks for doing 2 podcasts with me.
Of course, baby. Always here.
All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you for all the questions. Have a fantastic day.
See you guys.
Two Chicks comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bye.